So we have come to the last stop on our Varsana Parikrama. This is the most beautiful and confidential place of Radha and Krishna's divine pastimes. This place is called Prem Sarovara, the lake of love. Krishna has many names. One of Krishna's names is Madhusudan. In the beginning of creation, in Satyuga, there were two demons, Madhu and Kaitav, and they stole the Vedas from Brahma when he was sleeping. Then Krishna went and he killed these demons and he retrieved the Vedas and gave them back to Brahma. And because he killed the demon Madhu, his name became Madhusudan. Of course, Madhu also means, is another name in Sanskrit for a madhukar, or one who collects honey. Honeybee is called madhukar. So there's a very special variety of prema that Radha and Krishna experienced here. It's technically called prema vaichitya, which means separation in union. Even when together, when the two lovers are together, one or the other, generally it can be Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna. There are four types of love and union, and there are four types of love and separation. And we heard about man, that is a type of love and separation, and this is prema vaichitya. Then there's purva rag. Purva rag means the love that's awakened between two people before they actually directly meet. By seeing, by hearing about, by sending letters, they develop infatuation or attraction. Purva rag, prior attachment or prior love. And there's durvas. And durvas, this is when the lover has gone to a great distance. When Krishna goes far away to pasture the cows, or what to speak of when he goes far away to Mathura or to Dwarka, then there's great separation. Durvas means living in a far away place. These four categories are there. So here, the type of love and separation is known as prema vaichitya. And we'll hear a description of a pastime to illustrate that degree of love and separation. And by hearing this pastime, we can understand the intense absorption of Srimati Radharani and her beloved Krishna. So one afternoon, Radha and Krishna were sitting here together underneath this tree, or any tree. Birds were singing. A very gentle breeze was blowing from the south, carrying the fragrance of flowers. It's a very refreshing breeze, as we're feeling now. And Krishna was in a jovial mood. So he turned to Radharani and he said, "Oh, be careful. There's one Madhusudan. One Madhusudan is coming, flying around here. He may sting you." And she was thinking that some bee may sting her. So she said, "Oh, where? And she became afraid. She may get stung by the bee. So immediately she embraced Krishna. Then Krishna said to Radharani, he said, "Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Madhusudan is gone. He has gone away. He won't bother you anymore." So when Radharani heard the name Madhusudan, she took the name Madhusudan to mean Krishna. And she immediately collapsed on the ground and started crying and crying, "Oh, Madhusudan is gone, Madhusudan is gone. How can I live?" The acharyas say she was bitten. Radhika was bitten by the snake bite of separation from Krishna. She became overcome by an intense feeling of separation. Although she was a second before she was embraced by Krishna, she was at his feet. She was crying and crying, "Oh, he is gone, how can I live, how can I carry on?" As her tears were flowing like rivers, they were flowing and flowing, they started to collect over here in this low area. It became more and more and more. Of course, these are inconceivable topics, but these, nevertheless, this pastime took place here and is described in our shastras. So this is the situation with this type of love, that Radharani is right with Krishna, sitting on Krishna's lap, but she becomes blinded. She becomes so blinded by the pain of separation, she can't even see Krishna. She can't even see him. And she submerges in the ocean of her own ecstatic love for Krishna, and wailing and crying in separation. And then Krishna, seeing the intensity of Radharani's love, how much she's become, he can't understand, he can't believe it. He's saying, Radharani, Radharani, and she's in a trance of separation. He's trying to break her separation. And then Krishna starts crying. So then he goes practically unconscious. Now we have Radha and Krishna are embracing, but each is feeling the separation from the other. And they're crying and crying. Their tears are forming this river. I mean, rather, this lake. So this lake, Prem Sarovara, is actually formed by the tears of separation of Radharani from Krishna and the tears of separation of Krishna from Radharani. So then, seeing the situation, there were some parrots in the trees, as there are some parrots sitting up here quietly. I think they're sleeping. Is those parrots? Are they green? I can't see that far. Are they parrots?
Yeah.
I think they had a good lunch and they're sleeping up there. They had some good prasad. Or maybe they're listening. They're waiting for their cue, because they enter the story right about now. So that Radha and Krishna were in this deep state of separation, crying and separation from each other, although Radharani is sitting right on Krishna's lap. Then the parrots, who are sent by Vrindadevi and are assistants to nourish and carry on the leelas of Radha and Krishna, they said, oh, now is our time to act. So then the parrots started singing, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Bolo. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So, this is a great way to wake up. So actually, what happened, Radha and Krishna, hearing the parrots glorify each other, when Krishna heard Radharani's name being glorified, then he came out of his rapture, and Radharani came out of her rapture. Then they opened their eyes as if they had been sleeping for 100 years in separation from each other. And when Radharani opened her eyes, oh, you're here. And Krishna said, oh, well, you're here. Like, fancy meeting you. Fancy meeting you here. And then they both embraced in a loving embrace and started laughing. So this is the place of this place. Prem Sarovara is a place of union, separation and union and separation. And the Shastras are telling in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti, he says that anyone who bathes here once can attain pure love for Radha Shyam Sundar. So this is Madharam Samapayat. Everything should end on a sweet note. So there's nothing sweeter than pure love of God. And this Sarovara has the power to one drop of this transcendental water, because it's the tears of Radha and Krishna's love, has the power to give us love. If we're near aparadi, we're free from offenses, and we're vishvas, we believe in the shastra, and we have icha, we want this. Many times, this is the final point, many times people read, devotees read fantastic blessings and benedictions given by engaging in various limbs of bhakti. If one bathes in Radhakund, even once, Premadam Eva Sakrit Prema Vishkaroti, if one bathes even once in the holy waters of Radhakund, then he can awaken a very special type of prem, Vishesh prem, a love like the Manjari's and gopis, sakis have, and mandris have for Radharani. That can happen by even one bath in Radhakund. So then some devotees, they read that and they say, oh, how is that possible? How is it possible? I am so fallen and I'm so bad. So they have doubt. They have shamshaya. Shamshaya. They don't have vishwas. They don't have faith. Sudrida vishwas. Sudrida vishwas means very strong faith. But our acharyas say that if anyone has these three qualifications, then they will receive these fantastic boons and blessings which are offered by the great Mahajan acharyas and the shastras that they've written. Lord Shiva, Rupa Goswami, Narada Muni, and other great Mahajan acharyas have written various poems and songs, stotrams and stutis, and Rupa Goswami is telling these things. But we have a problem. One problem is we don't believe it. We don't believe in the Shastra. Shastriya, it's called Shastriya Shraddha. We don't have faith in the Shastra. All the Shastra says is, I don't believe it. How is it? How is it possible? We doubt. And the second thing is, we're aparadis. We make nam aparad, vaishnam aparad, seva aparad, dam aparad. So if we're free from aparad, if we're nir aparadi, if we're vishvas, if we have faith, then the third thing, even if we have lots of faith, or we really believe in the Shastras, yes, it will really happen, it will really happen to me. And even if we're free from all aparads, then the third qualification is icha. Icha means desire. Do we want this thing? Do we want this benediction more than anything else in the world? Do we want to become Radharani's manjari, or become Krishna's gopi, or do we want pure love of God? Yes, I want pure love of God, but I want a new car also, and a nice house, and nice clothes, and a nice wife, and a nice husband, and lots of money. But pure love of God, that's also good. I'll take that, along with the whole package. So that means we have mixed. We're not anyabhilashita shunya. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam. Anya abhilash. Abhilash means desire, and anya means no other. So when we get to the point of ek icha, only one desire that, Rupa Goswami, Lord Shiva, and Narada Muni, and various Narahari Chakravarti, and other great Mahajans, they're saying by bathing here, Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, by doing this activity, I will receive this. Yes, I want this and nothing else. There's nothing else. Akinchan, niskinchan. There's nothing else I want in this world. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamani mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahoitukriti. I don't want anything in this world. I want this. Ahoituki bhakti. This Radha Dasyam. The service of the lotus feet of Radharani. And I fully believe that I can receive this pure love for Radha and Krishna by bathing here. I fully believe it, and I'm free from all offenses. So if we have these three characteristics, or let's say qualifications, these adhikar, we're free from aparad, we have full faith in the Shastra and Mahajans, and we desire this and nothing else but the prem seva of Radha and Krishna, then when all the ladies and gentlemen take bath in the sarovara, and then they come up, they'll be in gopi bhav. They'll be in Braj Bhav. Everyone will become pure devotee. So we would pray to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Varg that all of us will attain such great fortune by our holy bath in the sacred river, Prem Sarovara.
Prem Sarovara ki.